You had to clean get daily yeah. get out the.
You have to clean them out every. Oh, it depends on how they're built, but usually every 2 or 3 years.
You had to daily get those clean out the.
Clean stove. The ashes out of the stove. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What did you start it with usually when you were starting it?
Well, most people in this country use pine to start to fire with.
Yeah. That old rich wood?
Rich pine, uh-huh. Or cedar. But like the stoves we have today, where you can build a fire and close them up and won't have to put any more wood in it till tomorrow and you still got fire in it.
When you were going to bed at night, would y'all put a kind of a big piece in there or?
Yes, we still do. Put a large log of wood in the stove.
Yeah. Them old stoves, do they have kind of an outside, you know, the raised stoves, do they have an outside place to it, you know, where you could a kind of a raised shelf to it or something?
A hearth, they called it, out yeah. in front, yes. Uh-huh. The old cast iron stove did.
Yeah. And, now you've seen the fireplace, they got them old things up over them.
A mantle
up over them. There. And the smoke goes out through the...
Through the chimney. Yes, my brother, just older than me, the house he lives in, it's got a double fireplace. And he still used it.
Yeah.
That girl's getting mad.
Now, can you tell me about the things you had in the house to sit in, that sort of thing?
Well,
if you remember.
That wasn't much different than today. I mean, we had an old, we had a couch and chair, you know, since I can remember.
Yeah.
And we had some old cane bottom chairs. And of course, in the dining chairs, they're different to what most of them are today. They're wood, all wood.
Yeah. Do you remember the sort of things you had to, maybe had drawers in that you put your clothes in?
Yeah.
What you got them today? What do you have to put your clothes in?
Well, just a chest of drawers, which what we used.
Chest of drawers.
Then, or
where do you hang? You got places where you?
Yes, we have closets, and we had closets and built. Dad built closets in that house up there. I can remember when he built them.
Yeah. I tell you what, I bet y'all look like pretty good carpenters because y'all have done. I mean, all the buildings in that farm are pretty good.
Well, Dad's a good carpenter, but I'm no carpenter. I can't do any good at carpenter. I don't take enough time at it. I was always doing something else. I've helped him a lot.
Yeah.
But he done the main carpenter work, and we do the nailing after he cut it to fit.
Yeah. You know that little carpenters that you call a guy you might trust to build you a chicken coop, but you wouldn't trust him to build your house.
Yeah.
He'd be what kind of carpenter?
If Dad had the modern tools like they've got today, he would have been an excellent carpenter. Because he could take a handsaw and cut anything out to fit.
Yeah. Well, I think how they used to, you know, they used to train, folks just had natural arts to do things better,
mm-hmm.
more handicrafts than a lot of people had today.
Mm-hmm.
One thing is because they got more machines, I guess.
Yes, they got more machines today.
Yeah. But I don't suppose it matters too much when you don't have to get out that old double axe to hit a, when you can use it, you know, what that